as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hello and welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. Now, you might be expecting the Monocle Arts Review in this slot, but this week we're giving the review team a festive rest and we're going to be revisiting a few of our favourite live performances from 2016. Today is the turn of LA indie quintet Local Natives. Band members Kelsey, Taylor and Ryan paid us a visit back in September to play from their third album, Sunlit Youth. Check out those harmonies.
Hello, we're Local Natives, and the song is Past Lives.
Save me from the prime of my life, and I'll try to carry you home tonight. Annie, over Kansas in heels like a child.
Local Natives, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Maybe before we get started, we should go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Holly.
Oh, hello, Holly. I'm Taylor.
I'm Ryan.
My name is Kelsey.
Okay, that's admin out the way. Get down to business. So, you have just released your new album, Sunlit Youth, and I've been reading quite a lot about it, and the word that keeps coming up over and over again is optimistic. Did you set out to make an optimistic album?
I think we just are optimistic right now in our lives and
Our second album, we went through a lot of heavier things, and after that was done and we toured that, I think we were ready to kind of feel good again and feel happy again.
And how do you think that sort of influenced the sound of the album and maybe sort of instrumentation and style?
Well, this kind of thread that ran throughout the album, I think, you know, even lyrically, but also musically and kind of all the way through, was this idea that we're really free to follow anything that feels exciting and has, you know, this kind of potential. And we basically wanted to throw out the rule book of how you have to write a local native song and just open it up to this world of possibilities. So yeah, there's this element feeling of we can kind of chase anything that feels exciting, good at the time. And that ended up making, I think, the most diverse album we've ever made. And also we're a lot more prolific. We wrote about 50 songs instead of about 16 is what we usually do for an album. So yeah, there's just this feeling of kind of openness and optimism in the sense of we're incorporating a electronic or a hip hop influence into the song and matching that with a Fleetwood Mac influence or something. And that is something that we could chase.
And you say you threw out the rule book. What was the formula for a local native song before this album?
I think before it felt like we had to be in a room together, all five of us, in order to kind of capture what we do. And we felt we were able to be creative like that for a long time. But with this album, we wanted to kind of expand beyond that. And I think in like our, I don't know, quest to kind of expand our sound, we kind of started writing separately and kind of producing songs. Me, Taylor, and Kelsey all kind of write separately, and then we would bring it to the band later after it had maybe like more elements of production or kind of it was further along than just like a bare bones song. And I think that allowed us to kind of like, I don't know, chase more ideas and see where the energy was going.
Exactly. I think if we just start all in the room together from the very beginning of an idea of a song, it was just a little bit more limiting than some of these ideas and new influences we wanted to chase. But for the end of the process, like Ryan just said, it kind of has to go through this local natives filter at the end. And those were the songs that dynamic and kind of chemistry between us, you know, we've been playing together for so long. And that's still this really vital part. I mean, you still hear that on the album, but just bringing it into the writing process kind of way later instead of at the beginning was just a very freeing element of writing for us.
This song is called Dark Days.
Finally what you came for, finally what you hoped to find. Racing on from her house, looking out for black and white. Dark days in the summer, million ways to toe the line. Can't wait, holy other, might as well be the seventh sign. Ooh, it goes hand in hand with fear for the afterlife. Ooh, can we fight it if we don't even know why? While the dollar is strong, while nobody else relies, when they turn the corner, when you know we're out of sight. Dark days in the summer, in the rain, the water's fine. It was wild combination, either that or right down the line. Ooh, it goes in for the afterlife. Ooh, can we fight it if we don't even know why? I've been on the way, I've been on the way, I've been on my way for so long. I've been on the way, I've been on the way, I've been on my way for so long.
I read that you did a lot of traveling before you wrote this album. Where did you go, and did that have any influence on what you were writing?
Are you talking about some of the writing sessions we did in, like, Thailand and Nicaragua?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so those trips were sort of just chasing that same thing of let's totally throw ourselves in some new environment and just see what that does and focus 100% of your time. It's really fun to do writing trips where there's nothing else in our lives except for making music together. And you can kind of do that in these short bursts and it feels really exciting. So we did a trip to Thailand at the end of 2014, and that kicked off the writing for this record, basically. A bunch of the songs kind of got their start there. And we went to Nicaragua. We went to Ojai and Joshua Tree and a bunch of different places in LA.
A lot
as well.
Of sunny places. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That seemed to have been a requirement, even though we didn't realize it maybe at the time. Yeah.
They definitely sound like good places to choose to go on writing retreats.
We felt good about the choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of good songs and a good tan.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess since then you've been traveling as well to tour the album. How's it been to put it on stage?
I was going to say, how did you think it went? You saw us at End of the Road,
I did.
Right?
I saw you at End of the Road. I caught the second half of your set because the first half was a little bit damp.
Right,
but the weather improved. As you came and said, you brought the sun out, maybe from Nicaragua. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought it sounded great.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Awesome. And I think more than the first two records, these songs kind of seemed to lend themselves to our live show a lot more quickly. Like we seemed to get more comfortable with them more quickly. I think, I don't know if that's just the songs themselves or us just kind of like having more fun with it and kind of like being more open to interpreting them, but
it felt like it took about 9 months of touring to get Hummingbird to feel comfortable on stage, our last record, which was fine. That was an interesting experience to go through. But this, we were kind of like a week into touring. Everyone's sort of, you know, high-fiving and in general saying,
feeling
all right.
Like, these songs already kind of felt like gelled.
When you were performing for us earlier, before each of the songs, you know, you're discussing how you're going to play it, maybe do something a bit differently. Do you like to bring something new to the tracks when you perform them live?
Yeah, I mean, I think live, it's a much more, we've practiced these versions and we've tried to bring them to life as best we can. And then for something like this, we used to pile like all five of us into like the space of a closet and try to like do a version of one of our songs, all five of us in the room. And I think now we're just stripping it down to the bare essentials and just trying to let each of these little sessions be their own thing. So that's been kind of fun. Before every session, we're like, let's try this or that. And it's like low pressure. And
then for the actual, you know, live show and tour that we're doing, I think when we were making the record, it wasn't this super vital concern of, well, every single thing we do has to be done live. You know, we were doing a lot of sampling for this record. We were layering, you know, on the song Villainy, we layered this 7-part chord that all of us sang. So it was like 50 voices going on or something, just so ideas like that. And then when you bring it into the live show, you allow it to kind of get out of its cage and off its leash a little bit. It doesn't have to, you know, exactly be the version from the record. It just has to be something that feels good live. So there is some differences for sure from the live versions.
I think that attitude kind of spilled over from when we were recording. Instead of kind of being like, we have to record in a nice studio, like that's how you make a record. This time around, each song, you know, I can point to, I don't know, the guitar was recorded like at my house, and then like the drums were at this studio, and then you recorded your vocals on an iPhone. Like it's kind of all over the place, and I think we allowed ourselves to like let go of like the notion that it has to be in like one studio. And I think now that we're playing them live, we kind of let ourselves open them up to being whatever they're going to be live. This song is called Villainy.
Sign Manhattan. torn apart, forcing a smile. Mine is a chrome palace, lost in Los Angeles. I know that I'll make it through. Ooh. Mine is a chrome palace, islands in old ballads, shining like brand. Step out into the sun.
You've been listening to an archive edition of The Sessions at Midori House featuring local natives. Their album Sunlit Youth is out now on Infectious Music Recordings. Tune in at the same time all this week when we'll be replaying some of our favourite performances from 2016, including Icelandic synth poppers Verk, London soul singer Jones, and Brooklyn rockers Sunflower Bean. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.